The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Yes, indeed. You notice there was a very slight hesitation between good morning and good afternoon.
Yeah, what happened?
I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Were you lost in a device?
Yes, a device called my mind. My thinking machine.
Well, this show is called Be In Your Life, Not In Your Device. And there's the device that you hold in your hand and the device that appears behind your eyeballs where you're viewing something on your mental screen, but you're not actually engaging in your life.
Great.
So welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we do finish each other's sentences.
What else do we do?
Well, sometimes when people call in, we actually interrupt you because you say so many wonderful things strung together that we'll lose it if we go all the way to the end. So be prepared. Today you can call in if you would like. Callers are welcome. And the number is 866-472-5795. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to talk about our perspective, our way of seeing things. Our approach is not psychological. It is not psychotherapeutic. It is not problem-solution oriented. It's not about fixing or changing you in any way. It's about you discovering how to get into the current moment of your life, to actually be where you are. Thus the name of the show, Being Here. Because for most of us, we are so programmed to get somewhere as if the end of the race is where it's at and each step is an ordeal to get there, when each step is the possibility of an amazing life and you get there anyway.
Yeah, as you're talking about steps in each step, I got a visual image. Sometimes we'll be walking along and we recognize the direction we're going in is, say, heading into a cul-de-sac or it's a dead end. You can't get to wherever it is that you're traveling to and you have to turn around. Most people, once they turn around, then talk to themselves about they should turn around and they make a plan for where to go. But it's very obvious once you've turned around, you're just walking in a different direction. You don't need to talk to yourself about how to be a better you.
But here's the problem, my dear.
What?
They can't help but talk to themselves.
Well, you don't have to listen to talking to yourself.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. But you can't help it. You see, it's an automatic machine. It's a stimulus response re-stimulation machine that constantly keeps feeding itself new information to cogitate over. And if you get lost in that machine, it's like being in your handheld device and you get into accidents.
I didn't tell you this, but Shia was gone on a fishing adventure last week. And there came a time during the week where I woke up in bed, and clearly I was by myself because I didn't invite anybody over to share the bed with me.
Well,
I was gone. No, I didn't. It was just me and all my myriad of pillows, because I have lots of pillows.
She does have pillows.
And I'm coming into wakefulness, and I heard the voice in my head say, "Well, let's get up." I thought, "Let's? How many of me are there?" It was just a very funny, not only the "let's get up," but the commentary back. It was a whole conversation I had with myself. you all have conversations with yourself.
But you think it's you that's having the conversation with you rather than you are the listener to a conversation that's been going on since you've had language.
Okay.
What else did we want to talk about? We could talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. Let's talk about instantaneous. Let's talk about transformation. You know, most of us have change and transformation intertwined, or so there's synonyms for themselves. So if you look in the dictionary under change, one of its synonyms is transformation. You look in the dictionary under transformation, a synonym is change. Change takes place over time. It's directed. It's incremental. It's linear. And it's based in right and wrong and good and bad and better and worse. Whereas transformation is based in the isness of things, and it's based in this moment. It happens in an instant outside of time. So you can have been a certain way your whole life, but one moment of seeing something can shift your whole reality. So it takes just an instant for your life to transform, and it isn't directed. Transformation happens in 360 degrees of your life, not just in that one direction that you think you're going. So there's a possibility, just listening to this show today, if you listen, your life can transform. So let's go to listening. Listening is not thinking about. Listening is allowing what another person says to come into you without filtering it through what you know and trying to figure out how it fits in with what you already know. Listening is a miracle. But what you have to do is hold in abeyance your habitual way of relating to incoming information so you can actually hear what another person says. Why this is important? It will pull you into the current moment of your life, and that is where nirvana exists. That is where transformation happens, the current moment. You get into current time, your life is transformed. It's that simple. So, that being said, getting past your mechanism of commenting and complaining and agreeing and disagreeing is not quite as simple. It requires you to bring some awareness, a non-judgmental seeing to how you're going about what you're up to, called listening, in this case, to this show.
I know we have a couple of people who've called in who are holding, but before we take the first one, I want to just go back to one of our favorite subjects, which is listening. It's also a real key for being in your life rather than your device. If you're listening to what's happening in the world around you, in this case, this radio show, you are connecting in. Now, it may be possible you're actually walking down the street listening to this show in your earpieces, so in a certain respect, you're then on your device, but you're still going to be training yourself in the ways to connect into your environment. All right, let's take our first caller, shall we? We have Peter holding. Let's take him. Peter, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Peter?
Yes. Hello?
Well, maybe he's not there.
No, I am.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say that I was so brought into the moment when I heard you call my name, and then I realized that you weren't able to hear me just for that moment. And it was just so interesting to see how completely drawn into the moment I was, where before, you know, my mind was wandering a little bit. I was thinking what I was going to say. So I guess that's
okay,
the upside
so let me get
of having
clear.
Technical difficulties.
Peter, So
Hello?
You actually heard us call your name. So that means that what we said up until that moment was being transmitted.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now we know where we are.
Good.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Okay.
All right. So that we couldn't hear you. That's cool. But now we can. We
Great.
We messed things around in our computer.
Well, I'm glad we put you were there in the moment until you weren't.
Exactly.
Hey. So what can we do for
hey.
You?
Hey. Well, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I was actually, when I first called into the radio show, I was thinking a lot about devices and, you know, being drawn into devices, but I'm also realizing, listening to you speak, that the device is also my head, and the voice is that, you know, a kind of list of those conversations that I have with myself about what I'm doing, how I'm doing, what comes next. And it really is so helpful to realize that that is just like a tape on a loop.
That's right. That's just a loudspeaker that plays in the environment you call your mind.
And I love that you said it, a tape on a loop, because let's get up. In my thought process, is clearly something that tape has said before. It became notable to me when there was no let's, that there was not a plural of me in the bed. I might not have noticed it. It might have just been part of the background fabric of my life had Shia been there with me, because I include him a lot in my thoughts. I love that we're...
I like that she includes me in her thoughts. You got to know that.
But I love that we're looking at all different kinds of devices that get between us and fully being self-expressive
but
connected,
you know,
to our environment.
You know, those devices actually save us from the embarrassment of being with people. I have discovered that most people are very shy. And so... social interactions for a lot of people are very difficult. And so those machines, those devices that people listen to or play with their fingers, that's a great way to avoid that uncomfortable feeling of having to self-express.
I see it in... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
I was waiting for you.
Oh, I see it even in the elevator of my apartment building. I'm midway up the building, about on the 12th floor, and it's a 20-story building. So very often when I get on to go down, there are already people in the elevator, and 9 times out of 10, they're on a device.
Right.
And I sometimes make an effort. I just tell myself, I'm not going to be on my device in the elevator. Like, these are my neighbors. I don't see them very often. So for that, I can have a half a minute of, you know, not knowing what I'm going to say. Will I interact? You know what I mean? Just to turn off, just because it's so easy to be on my device in the elevator.
Excellent.
It's only a 15-second, 30-second ride, tops.
We need to go to a break very shortly, but I love where you're going, Peter. Can you stay with us and come back after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. You know, we want to thank our listeners, and we find that we get these reports back where people are listening. So we want to thank people in Saudi Arabia, in Guyana, Italy, Germany, Sweden, Afghanistan, and Malaysia, aside from everybody else on the planet, for listening to our show.
So that's our, for this week, Ghana, Italy, Germany, Sweden, Afghanistan, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, and of course, you, wherever you are. By the way, this weekend starts the Say Yes to Your Life weekend seminar in New York City.
If you want to join us, there is still time.
And there's space for you. Come join us.
You know, listening to this radio show is great. Some of you listeners have actually made it to New York to workshops, and your lives have transformed.
So shout out to people like Emmy and to Aaron who have done that.
Yeah, others of you listen and get great value. But for those people who've come to New York to a workshop and then come with us to Costa Rica, that's available to you. You just it's just a step outside your reality that you can give that to yourself. Look, it's an investment in the quality of your life, and you are worth it. So we invite you.
All right. Let's go back to Mr. Peter. You with us, Peter?
Yes.
Excellent. So you were talking about how you make it a practice when you get in the elevator to drop your device and be there with people.
Not drop it.
Yes.
But well, turn it off.
Turn it off. You don't drop it like President Obama did on Jimmy Kimmel the other night where he dropped his phone. You're talking about you don't access it.
Yes.
Funny how imagery stays with you like that.
Well, you know, we're very visually stimulated.
We are.
And if you look at commercials or you look at Facebook or you look at those things, they're built to visually
suck you in.
And it is so tightly edited that it sometimes becomes more compelling than
real life.
It's like eating high doses of sugar all the time and forgetting all the other nutrients that actually keep you healthy. When you said that you do that, Peter, I think that's something that people can adopt, where they get to a stoplight if they're driving and they don't automatically dive into their device, but they're actually there where they are or in the elevator.
We almost got run over by a bicyclist in New York City who was texting as he was riding, and he went off course until I yelled at him, you know, hey, what you doing?
It was one of those, hey, right before he would have crashed into, he was on a collision course. So that was very clever of you.
Yeah, no, it's you know, you're familiar with the term clickbait.
With the term what?
Clickbait.
No, tell us that term.
Those very compelling headlines you see in the margins of your computer, like you won't believe what Kim Kardashian wore to the blah, blah, blah awards.
Something that's clickbait.
That arouses your interest. And it tries literally to suck you in.
Now I understand what you were saying. See, that's such a foreign concept to me that it didn't compute.
I love that term, though. I'm sure that most people know that term, but I certainly didn't. Clickbait. I like it.
Clickbait. And it's just another way, because you were talking about, you know, how Facebook, I mean, it's visually compelling, and they figured out ways to get you to click on this link and that link, and it's very difficult for me not to get sucked into that.
Well, it's like, you know, our eyes are they save us. In a natural state, movement of any sort is a danger. So any kind of movement locks your eyes on it. That's how animals know you're around. They see you move, and they then get out of your way, because we are dangerous creatures, us human beings. Anyway, we have another caller online, but did we fulfill your request?
Yes.
I mean,
and I will see you guys on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent, man.
I'm so excited.
For the workshop.
I know that you're doing classes and you had to make arrangements. I'm really, really happy you're coming.
Me too.
We'll have fun.
Excellent. Great. All right, let's take our next caller. It is Lenore. You with us, Lenore?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I was holding my breath.
Yeah.
The last technical difficulty we had, we asked for Peter, and Peter wasn't there.
Well, he was there, but we couldn't hear him.
Right.
Where are you, Lenore?
I am in Yonkers. Is that what you said? Where am I?
Yep.
Yep. In Yonkers, New York.
Excellent. What can we do for you?
You know, when I saw the whole thing about being in your device, getting lost in your device, I had a whole different series of questions. But when you, I think, Shia, you said earlier that we're not our voice, we're the ones who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that in a whole different way. It's as if, you know, it's so fun. I've heard you say it before, but suddenly it went in a just completely different way. I really heard that. It's like a window opening in my soul in a very different way. It was a magical experience.
Ah, thank you.
Well, you know, actually, I'm interested in what you had to say or questions about the device, but I want to address what you just said in regards to how it went into your soul in a different way, hearing what Shia had to say about you listen to your voice and it's not you. That's why people listen to the show for multiple weeks. That's why people come to weekends and do Costa Rica, because suddenly something shifts from being a concept into being this profound
experience.
And usable experience, like the door opens and suddenly you have more room in your house because you found a whole new room that didn't exist before. You just knew that there should be a living room there or a bedroom there, or there should be something there, but you couldn't actually open the door. So that's really exciting.
Yeah.
So what did you want to know about devices, as in the more normal use of that word?
Well, what I've noticed about myself recently is that I will text someone instead of just giving them a call or instead of talking to them in person. And I thought, oh, I'm reaching out. But I realized that I've really been using it. It's kind of a buffer between me and really connecting with someone.
Yes.
And I thought, well, I am very interested in connecting with people, and yet I have this device that I use as a device. It just doesn't make logical sense to me why why I would do something like that. But why is such a strange
Well, you know, approach? Look, if you're texting somebody, you can send a message and it is not interrupted by their interaction.
Right.
If you have a conversation with me, you don't know what I'm going to say and where I'm going to steer the conversation. So for most of us, it's a lot easier to send a text where you don't have to prolong the interaction. There are no social niceties in texts.
We've also been trained that if we text somebody, we're not interrupting them because they can answer at their leisure, where if you call and they answer the phone, it may or may not be at a convenient time for them. So we've been trained to think that we're being kinder.
You remember when you were a kid, Lenore, and you could show up at your friend's house?
Yes.
Would you consider nowadays just showing up at your friend's house not announced or not requesting some time together? Just
no.
Knock on the door and be there?
Yes, I'm here.
No, you wouldn't do
Can
it.
You still hear
you
me?
Wouldn't do it. Well, the device allows you to do that.
Right.
To knock on that door and be there in a message, but you couldn't do it in person. Because people are so driven by their lives these days to get somewhere. When you were a kid, you weren't driven like that.
Yeah.
There was time to play with your friends. Now,
yeah.
if you don't get on that rat wheel, you know, the
hamster wheel.
The hamster wheel of your life, you think you're going to miss out on something. Like it's between 9 and 5. You can't talk.
Right. So true. It's so true. And but it's like, it's almost like, I feel sometimes like I'm tiptoeing around my life rather than just saying, hey, I really like you. Let's hang out. You know, I use my text to dampen my enthusiasm sometimes.
I'll tell you something that happened to us this week in a rather archaic format, which surprised me that it appeared as archaic. Our friend Walt recently had some surgery, and he had it while we were in Germany. So we sent him a number of hope it's going well, hope you're feeling well, emails, because clearly we couldn't go visit him in the hospital. And he wrote, once he got back off pain meds and more to himself, he wrote back to us thanking us for our emails. But in the mailbox this week, we got a thank you note from him, caring, saying he really appreciated how much we cared and just what it meant to him. And I realized that that is an archaic form of communicating for most people now. But how much more it registered more deeply than the thank
you
emails or the thank you texts, that he sat down, took the time to find our address, to put on a stamp, to write something in his own handwriting, was really quite touching.
Oh.
And it's not necessarily something that most of us do even infrequently.
Right.
You know, it really has to do with intimacy. Your texting, your device is a way to avoid intimacy. You know, I find it so interesting when I'm standing next to another person, there's always this energy that happens between two people, and it could get intimate, it could get romantic, it could get out of control.
Yeah.
Those devices help us not to have that as a possibility.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's so true. I'm excited. I something is tingling in me that is very different, feels very different.
Yeah, I actually think that there are some like impulses you have for acts of kindness that do not happen via device. While I do think that when somebody posts something on Facebook and you write them a lovely message, that is super mm-hmm. sweet. You know, liking it is one thing, but taking the time to write something is another. But I went to a friend's wedding over the summer. I managed to take a really lovely picture of a couple there, and I sent them a email with the picture, but I realized I would feel more connected to them if I printed it out, I framed it, gave each of the individuals in the couple a copy of it, because I liked them. It was self-expression. It wasn't like, and it did take more time and energy. I had to go out hunting for frames, but somehow it fed me as it fed them. And I believe that lots of times, and I'm not saying sending things in email or text is a bad thing. I think it's quite wonderful. But there are also other times when you can kindle that sense of intimacy when you allow yourself the freedom to actually interact with people.
Yeah. You know,
Underline something you said before you go and something Shia said, because I think it's really, really important. And that is, most people are shy. And mm-hmm. when you look at Shia, or you look at me, or people look at you who know you, Lenore, they might not think that you're shy. They might not have that inclination because they
because you appear so outgoing and alive.
But I do believe people have a tender interior, and people are, in general, naturally shy.
Yeah, that's true. And it's funny, too, because I've said that to people. I said, well, I'm actually quite shy. And people are like, no.
You're like, really? They're like, really?
Yeah.
No.
Like, can't really? Be. Come on. But it's true. Absolutely. It's like that little, those sweet little intimate moments are challenging, might be the wrong word, but I don't know. Challenging.
Yes. You know, when we were in Hamburg last, Shai and I learned a new term, moin moin. It means good morning. It also can mean good evening. It's Hamburg.
Now, we've been going to Hamburg for 22 years, and it's twice a year, and it's the first time we ever heard it, it existed prior to our arrival.
And it was just like this wonderful revelation for us. And on the Tuesday evening, somebody brought us a plaque. You know, a hand-painted sign that said Moin Moin on it, which we now have hanging in our office. It was so sweet. Yeah. Hey, Lenore, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. Thank you.
It was great talking to you, too.
Yeah, well, and I'll see you on Friday as well.
Yay.
Good.
Yay, and thanks for hosting some of the people who are coming in from out of town as well.
It's my great pleasure to do that. Joe and I really enjoy having people come and stay.
Excellent.
We have to take a break.
Yeah, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
You know, coming up on Wednesday nights, it is Wednesday.
Yeah, right? Starting next week.
Right. In New York City, three consecutive Wednesday nights, Ariel and Susan Finch, who's a teacher at Juilliard and the Atlantic Theater School. She's a voice teacher and accent reduction coach, will be leading a workshop in New York City called Speak Up. And most of us are afraid to speak up.
Which is part of what drives us to our devices.
And doing our best to let you know that you're invited.
So Speak Up goes from 6:45 to 9 p.m. on the first three Wednesdays, November 2nd, 9th, and 16th. It's going to be an investigation into self-expression and whether you're dating and want to express yourself in the written format or when you're actually sitting across from somebody, if you want to do it with your kids, at work with your boss, with your partner. If you want to have more confidence and more fun in simply speaking up, it's fun, it's lively, it's easy. Come join us if you're in the New York City area and tell your friends.
And you can find all out about that on our website, Transformation Made Easy.
Also, in December, the first weekend in December, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer weekend. We already have a lot of people who are coming in from Germany and Switzerland and all around. So you are most welcome to join us. You can find out more about that course also on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Let's take our next caller, shall we?
Yes.
Justin, you with us?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from New York City.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. We've missed you lately.
I've missed you. I will. Yes, I've missed you. I've missed you both very much.
So what can we do for you today?
So I love this topic. So I work in fitness, as you know, and a really big thing in the fitness industry now is promoting yourself via social media. So more specifically, Instagram, Facebook, that sort of thing. I'm on these devices, and I'm kind of involved in social media. And what I find is that you know, I've been getting a lot of suggestions from outside sources who, for good reasons, encourage me to be a little bit more proactive or a little more active on social media. But what I find is when I go through and I'm on my phone, you know, scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, I automatically start comparing myself to other people who I think are a little bit more successful or have a bigger following. So it really, and then I get lost in that. I start thinking about it, and then I just put the phone down, and then I kind of just like lose the interest in wanting to promote myself a little more. So I guess my question is how can I use social media as a way to promote myself as a fitness professional without having to go through, you know, this kind of like comparison?
Well, look, how about this, Justin? There's only one Justin, at least with your last name.
True.
And so that Justin is a perfect Justin and has just the right amount of followers on Facebook. and isn't doing his life wrong at all.
Let's talk about the difference between change and transformation. In change, you have problem solution. So the problem is you compare and you want a solution to that so that you can be up online. In transformation, it's more about discovering what is. And the first thing is what you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. So you look at somebody in your profession, perhaps, because it sometimes people compare people who aren't even in their profession and go, wow, right. They have more followers than me. So you resist the fact that somebody has more followers than you, and then your life gets eaten by that resistance. Your mental hard drive becomes cluttered up with those things that you're disagreeing with.
The other thing, Justin, is more is not necessarily better.
Yeah, that's true.
The second thing is life shows up exactly as it does. So if you're scrolling along, all of a sudden you see a person who has more than you, that's a fact in that moment. It's the only way it can be.
Yeah.
And in the third principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you see without judging completes itself. Then it just goes by like a fact, as opposed to clickbait that you've mentally clicked on in your mind and gets you stuck there.
Well, we were speaking to a friend this morning, and we talked with her about something that she hadn't seen before. And her mind immediately went to making plans to correct it. And so we had this conversation. It's not about correcting it. Awareness is not about correcting what you discover. It's about simply noticing that phenomena exists. So the phenomena of comparison in you exists. If you notice it, there's nothing to do about it. It's already over.
See, in the change modality, comparison leads to envy. In transformation, you can use the same visual of seeing that you have more or you have less, but it can be used as a source of inspiration, like, wow, there's more out there, as opposed to, look,
I'm failing.
I love that. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Sean, I recently came upon a quote, and I believe it's Theodore Roosevelt, who once said, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
You know, and somehow I as you're talking, Justin, I think in your mind you have it wired that comparison and finding yourself in a lesser stance and motivating yourself to do more because you're not doing good enough is a good motivating factor. That's what a responsible business person does, as opposed to it being something extra that is counterproductive.
Well, just in this call, your voice has dropped an octave or two. You've gotten more centered in yourself right now. And you work in a profession where people are striving and competing, whether they say so or not, to have the perfect physique, that to have more customers and clients than anybody else. There's all this comparison and competition. And you can get lost in that very easily. The game plan is to relax into realizing that you're doing your life just fine.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
I have one other thing for you, because it occurs to me out of what Shia said. Your industry, the fitness industry, has a image of high energy, good looking people like yourself who, and so there's terror around aging, that you might no longer fit your own mental image. But I have to tell you, Jack LaLanne in his 80s, who could still do push-ups and sit-ups, and I found particularly inspiring. I think as you continue to grow, and when Shai talked about your voice dropping an octave, I see that in a way you're dropping into your natural rhythm as opposed to the overhyped, I'm young and energetic version, and the deeper connected to yourself version I would go study with. I would like to take classes with.
We do have another caller that we must take.
Yeah, we shall. So, you good?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much.
You're so, so welcome.
I'll see you soon.
Good. Bye. Adam.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Adam, you with us?
Adam. No, Adam, this is in it. He's lost in his device. Okay. So here we go again.
Hello, can you hear me?
Adam, yeah, you got lost in cyberspace.
I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me.
Right, but we can hear you now. What can we do for
Perfect.
You, Adam?
I love the topic of today because, I mean, I feel like it applies to a lot of people, but my profession is in computers, so I'm often in front of computers, and even right now, I mean, I have my phone, my iPhone, my Apple Watch, my iPad, and my MacBook that I'm carrying with me today. So,
you are set for all contention.
All contingencies
what?
With devices.
Right.
Yes. So I'm constantly around devices, and I enjoy them. I guess my question for calling in would be, how do I know when I'm using my device as a device, you know, to not be here?
Well, I believe you know the answer to that question. And I can't really give you an answer to that question.
I can say definitely there are times when I'm attracted to someone or something like that. I might look into my device or just
yes.
walking to and from work, things like that. So I don't have to look around me.
I have a question because I'm not certain. Are you doing Speak Up with us starting next week?
Yeah, I'm coming
Great.
To Speak Up.
All right. Here's what I noticed about your question.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I guess my question would be, so,
mm-hmm.
and then you posed your question,
but
how do I tell the difference? It was doubly hypothetical. You guessed it was your question, and you guessed it would be your question if you actually asked a question. So you never actually asked us a question, so you don't have to be held accountable to yourself. You don't have to look stupid if you don't know or if the question itself was not good. You find mm-hmm. ways to qualify yourself so that you don't have to be clear and direct and fully yourself.
Cool. Yeah, I see that now that you pointed it out.
I think it would be fun if you practiced being direct between now and next Wednesday. You'll get a lot more out of the course if you already start being your unqualified self.
Awesome.
It really is
I like
awesome.
That.
I believe, I'm not certain of this, but I believe that is all part and parcel of what we are talking about today, people being shy, people worrying about how they look, people dive into their devices so that they don't have to be with the confrontational nature of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
That it's possible that it is something that is a buffer between you and the world.
Right, that way you don't have to feel the discomfort of whether or not you fit, whether or not that person's attracted to you, whether or not you're attracted to them, all of those things that are so bothersome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, intimacy, bothersome.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just been enjoying this radio show. I've listened from the beginning. just because I've had a chance to not be on my device, and I've really enjoyed hearing you guys speak to each and everyone who called in.
That's great.
So thank you.
That's really great. I thanks for calling in today, Adam. I'm happy you did, and thanks for listening. I know you called in early, and you listened from the top of the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Hey, wherever you're listening, if you're listening to an archive, you should pick the show that pick the weekend that works best for you if you want to join us. Next week's show is Feeling Well
in an Upset World.
And come join us.
I think that's a very appropriate title for next week's show. The other thing is, guys, get our book, Practical Enlightenment. It's won the New York Book Festival for Best Book on Spirituality and Religion. It's won the Mom's Choice Book Award. It's
won the Greater Northwest Book Award. It is awesome.
It's a textbook for life.
We recently heard from somebody that they thought it was the best business book they ever read. So I like that.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the